Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, with another Trinity moment proving that the Trinity is biblical and that oneness or modalism is a lie. John 16:32, the Bible reads, "Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." Jesus Christ said, "I am not alone, even though, humanly speaking, I'm being forsaken of all the people around me, all of the men that are with me are forsaking me." He's saying, but I'm not alone because the Father is with me. Well, here's the thing. If oneness is true, if Jesus Christ is God the Father, then he is alone. Okay? He wouldn't be able to invoke this third party and say, well, I'm not alone because the Father's with me. I mean, that'd be like if I said, well, I'm not alone because my body's with me, or I'm not alone because my soul's with me, or it's me, myself, and I, there's three of us. That wouldn't make any sense, okay? But it does make perfect sense from a Trinitarian standpoint that there's the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost, three persons that make up one God. So Jesus can say, well, I'm not alone because the Father is with me, because the Son and the Father are two persons. They're both God, but God exists eternally as three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.